For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's basketball team is their head coach, Chelsea DeVille. And first of all, coach, congratulations on a fantastic season. I bet it's been magical on your end, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been so fun. Obviously, winning is fun. So you can measure happiness real quick with that. But even just before the game started, this year obviously is different, but it felt different in our locker room. On just who we had and what it felt like was a leadership taking over with our upperclassmen and a confidence going into the year. So it's wonderful to see that turn out on game night and see our women compete and you know, fight through things and get some wins here.
Well, this last weekend, a couple of big wins against Minot State. You got some big play off the bench, especially Friday. Taylor Vold hitting 5 threes. And then your bench coming away with 33 of those points. That's just incredible. You don't hear about that very much. And I know it kind of goes back to something I saw you post on social media about how our bench is better than your bench. Talk about your bench play this season.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, our bench is better. I like that because just who they are, and they're so great cheering for their teammates when they're not out there. But also we have a pretty significant talent base on our bench. You know, we have, especially on our bigs, you know, when Taylor Vold and Taylor Bray come in as our 4 and 5 subs, we don't drop off or lose anything. We're different. Sometimes we're tougher. And Taylor Vold was huge hitting some key threes to really get us going against that first night against Minot, because we were struggling. Minot was doing a great job on us defensively. So, she did a great job hitting kick out threes and being a spark for us.
Your team went 60.9% outside the perimeter in that game, hitting 14 three-point shots. I know some nights it hits and some nights they don't, but what was working for your team?
Well, I think just the tempo and making the extra pass, that's a big thing when we talk about how good our posts are inside. A lot of teams are trying to figure out a method to stop them, and typically that's doubling on them. Sometimes they're playing off a kid completely. So taking advantage of where they're trying to stop our interior play opens up some exterior shots, and we're finding our shooters and making the right pass at the right time and spreading the floor out for that. And that's really where that came from.
And take us back to Saturday. You get a big night from Rachel Hadela, 25 points. I mean, she's just was dominating. But you also got big double-digit points from Gabby DeBoy and Taylor Bray. You already talked about Taylor Bray, but talk about the play of Rachel Hadela. Is she playing with a little bit more swagger than she was a year ago? I mean, she's in her second year here. You'd kind of expect that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, any freshman that plays in this league, you got to pat them on the back because it's a tough league to play in. And then just the collegiate level altogether, it's just such a strong game. You know, it's faster, bigger, stronger. And so Rachel did a great job for us last year being thrown to the wolves, playing as a freshman, playing against some great posts. But now she had a year under her belt. She understood that how much stronger she needed to get. And then now she just knows our offense and knows the game. It's not as fast for her. So she knows people are doubling her. So she's, you know, reading things better. She's finding her teammates, and then she's taking the shots when they are available for her. And she's got a really unique trade and toolkit with what she can do offensively, because she can face up so well and attack. And that's the big difference. Why she's seen so much success is having that face-up game.
Well, there's some stats that don't show up in the final score, but they do show up in the statistics. And one of those stats is assists. And your senior, Sydney Czar, had a career-high 6 assists in that Saturday game. Talk about Sid and how those are crucial assists.
Right. It's so huge for her to, you know, come away with those. It's huge for our team. Sid's, you know, she was recruited to be a point guard and just get us into our things. And then, you know, primarily she's played a lot of minutes because she's one of our best defenders. So we extended her game and, you know, really developed her as a shooter as well. But you want your point guards to direct and contribute first, as well as score when they need to. So she's doing a great job as an upperclassman, knowing when it's her time to score and where her teammates are so they can, that she can find them and give them a great opportunity to score. So that's just a common cool. I say it all the time. Anytime anyone brings up Sid, she's not going to wow you, and she's not going to wow you in a negative way or positive way a lot of times, because she's just that under the radar kid that's doing so much for us. And if she's not, you know, making a ton of threes, you know, you might not notice her, but we certainly are. And she's out there to defend the best player most of the time, and then making sure we get into our offense. So really proud of that effort last weekend from her.
One of the other things I noticed out of your team this year that's probably one of the biggest improvements is your defensive rebounds. They were definitely a key against Minnesota State at the very beginning of this 7-game win streak. How much has that played into mm-hmm. each weekend when you're coming up with all those defensive rebounds and not allowing your opponent to get those second chances?
That's so huge. And rebounding is a toughness thing. And there's so many times on our scouting report, we feel like we're writing that the other team is just relentless on the boards. They're just tough on the boards, offensively, defensively. So, you know, especially for us defensively, we just say one and done and let's go. Not only because, you know, we play faster off of a defensive rebound, we're going to get it and go. Teams can't get back and set up in their defense where they're going to double inside. So our offense works better when we limit. But also, obviously, offensive rebounds for teams are sparks. You know, it's draining to play defense for 30 seconds, let alone add another 20 if they get another shot at it with an old board. And also, you know, a ton of times when people get offensive rebounds, that's where the fouls come in. The lazy, bad positioning, they get an offensive rebound, and then we reach in and foul, and that's where we get in trouble, especially with our bigs. So a huge, huge focus for us. One of our significant stats is we got to win the boards on both ends.
Scout the St. Cloud State Huskies. Right now they're 5-3 overall. They're 2-2 in the league. What can you tell us about what we should expect to see out of the St. Cloud State Huskies this weekend?
Well, they're, as always, one of the best teams offensively. They run, you know, a ton of sets that get their players in the right spots at the right times and the right shots. They did lose, you know, a significant senior with the Dahman kid, which they, of course, step another kid right back into that position and don't seem to miss a beat. So Coach Fish does a great job with her offense and how she gets her kids to score and just have no fear in that. The one thing that we really have been stressing is we have to handle their pressure. They like to get out and deny. They like to take chances and let you fly by and then pick you from behind. So we have to be very, very good offensively and sharp and not turn the ball over.
This weekend is also your final home games. It's also senior weekend. But this year's been so unique with the NCAA allowing the seniors a possibility of coming back if they want to. Does this change the atmosphere of a typical senior weekend? Obviously some of the parents can be there, but it's such a weird year. How do you celebrate senior weekend when you know that maybe some of them might come back?
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate it with the three that we know are graduating, and we know two are coming back. So we're gonna celebrate those three that are for sure leaving us. And yeah, it is unique. It's not the same celebration and celebration after the game where we all go to Green Mill and eat and hang out. We can't do all those same fun things. But, you know, with Tegan and Taylor and Gabby are the three seniors that we know are moving on with their professional lives. We're going to celebrate them. And it's a big weekend that we can just really recognize them and hopefully get a couple wins.
What is it going to take to win this weekend and keep the streak going?
We definitely just have to be sharp. We have to control the game. When teams pressure us, they can start to, you know, make us antsy and take some quick bad shots, make some poor passes. So we have to control their pressure and handle it and really attack on the inside. And we got to be sharp and communicate defensively because they're, again, very high powered.
Chelsea, I have to let you know, I still have my screensaver as that same picture. I have not changed it since that first weekend that I broadcast your games. I'm so excited to be back behind the microphone for this weekend, and let's keep that streak going.
I love it. Mine is the same, Kel, and I'm not changing either. It makes me smile. So appreciate it. Glad you're having a good time to have a weekend with us again back home. We're excited about it.
Thanks so much, Chelsea. We'll see you at the gym.
You bet. Have a great day.